This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support this free service by September 5th, and you could win a Mini Cooper S convertible. Go to KCRW.com for details.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Right about now, in the majestic and dignified pageant we call the TV production year, we're smack in the middle of pre-production. See, by now, everyone who's going to get a job on a writing staff has gotten one, and everyone who isn't hasn't. Now, the people who aren't working have an easier time of it. All they have to do is hang around coffee shops, revising enemies lists, and bitterly criticizing all of the shows that, until very recently, they were desperate to work on, and asking themselves that question that unemployed writers have been asking themselves for centuries. Am I not working because I'm not really all that good, or all that funny, or all that talented, and no one has the courage to tell me because I respond to even the mildest criticisms with rage and tears and hysterics, and why would they tell me anyway? I'm too old to do anything else, and it's too late to switch careers, and I've got too much of myself wrapped up in this business, and I don't seem to realize that year after year, eking out a living, scrambling for jobs is a sign that it's never really going to happen for me? Or should I just fire my agent? See, the working writers have a tougher job. They have to go into a room and work productively and happily with other writers. Our first staff job, back in the Lincoln administration, was on a long-running hit comedy. I was 24. My partner and I were staff writers, the lowest rung on the staff, slightly south of the PA, actually. And we sort of sat there for a couple of weeks in terrified silence, smiling robotically and laughing on cue. But for some reason, a couple of writers, four or five rungs above us, senior members of the writing staff, decided to hate us. And I mean hate us. Hate. It was baffling. Look, I understand despising the writers just below you on the chart. I understand trying to undermine the group just above you on the chart. I even get trying to set the two groups against each other. Look, the reason most writers in town go around miserably torturing themselves by thinking that everyone hates them and they're about to be fired and they really can't write very well is because everyone does hate them. They are about to be fired. They can't really write very well. But see, it never made any sense to me, and it still doesn't make any sense, why you'd focus all of that useful, career-building viciousness on guys way, way down the ladder. A few years ago, I recommended a team of young, talented writers for a job on a show. I didn't know the showrunner very well, but I knew the young guys pretty well, and I was sure they'd do a good job. I'm not so sure about them, the showrunner told me on the phone after their interview. I like the shorter one okay, but the big one likes himself. What? He likes himself. He's confident. Confident? Really? I just thought he was tall. I don't know. It's a staff job, right? We're all sitting in a room together, working, pitching jokes, fixing stories. Do I really want to spend 10 hours a day working with a tall guy who's confident and likes himself? Well, I said, they write good drafts, and, you know, I think the tall guy was a pretty fat kid growing up, and his mom is a constant problem to him, if that makes it any better. You could spend all of pre-production teasing him about that, and that might make him less adjusted. Yeah, that might work. So we decided to hire the guys. I called them immediately. I've got good news and bad news, I said. The good news is you've got a job on staff next season. They were ecstatic. What's the bad news? The big one asked. Stay tuned, I said. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we will lie to each other. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.